Good evening. This is Plastic Owl, standing in for solo for Bitcoover. I begin the night with some tragic news. Solo, while he was away on the trip for CanCon in... No, it wasn't CanCon.
It was CanCon. There was a lot of CanCon.
Anyway, you just found out. We had a tragic mishap. He is now a little too country for Bitcoover.
Yeehaw! Hold up one more time there. There we go. That's Bitcoover FM.
Yeah. The well, new and the improved
new. Yeah.
It's Bitcoover FM.
It's if you got a spittoon, it's Spitcoover.
Yeah.
If you got a nice sweater from a nice market, it's close-knit Coover.
So we're doing bluegrass country covers of chiptune songs.
Yep.
Which we usually do chiptune songs of country songs.
Yeah. But we'll have a little bit of both, and then at the top of the hour, we'll have some Bossa Nova by request.
Yeah.
Anyways, Calgary was fun. Hope y'all had fun. Big shout outs to our friends at CJSW. And I got myself a hat. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You look very handsome in your new hat.
Yeehaw.
Very, very
so
country.
So I have to tell you something. Hello, Radioland. It's your boy. I was the only person wearing a cowboy hat in the Calgary airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I was in the Calgary airport late 2019. For a layover there, and all the volunteers wore cowboy hats.
Were you there during Stampede time?
No, I was there in December.
Okay, well that's...
Really? They don't do that anymore?
Well, I don't know. There was no one wearing it downtown.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know Calgary anymore.
Yeah, it was different.
I haven't been there in...
I've never been there,
It's been 13 years since the last time I was in Calgary, aside from the airport.
Well,
yeah, what are you going to do?
That's true. YYC, back to YVR, we're back on the coast.
We got to make Vancouver country again.
Yeehaw, just tune into... No, I don't advertise other radio stations. Well, anyways, thanks for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We've got, you know, some fun stuff, some new stuff. I think we'll start off with a little bit of, like, you know, video game western and video game country kind of music. I think it's a good way to ease everybody into the hour. So we'll start things off with the Red Dead Redemption soundtrack. You are listening to the athletic theme, but it's bluegrass from CR Guitar on YouTube. Thank you. Well, Radioland, what do you think of the Red Dead Redemption soundtrack?
I like it.
Yeah, it's quite nice. The cowboy hat is off, though. We're indoors. I have my working cap on.
You can't wear headphones.
No, you can't.
The cowboy can't wear headphones.
he's
wrestling up some cattle.
Wrestling up some tunes for Radioland out there. This is, of course, Vancouver FM live from the top of Burnaby Mountain on CJSF 90.1 FM. And big shout-outs to everyone who attended the conference last week. We were conferencing. It wasn't confrontational, I assure you.
No, I would hope not. I have to confer with my counsel.
Conferential of or pertaining to a conference.
Oh, of course.
Wow. Very cool.
Sometimes I get lazy. I just said, I'm sure the conference was very... ... insert adjective.
That's right.
And it's always works. I try not to do that too often.
It was very convivial.
Ooh. Good one.
And there was a conjugation of the minds.
Ooh.
And certainly a convocation of commercial and community interests.
Ooh.
More of which we'll speak on later.
Yes.
Tell your friends Vancouver is live from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Tuesday evening on CJSF. It's a nice place to be.
It is.
We are not funded from certain sources. But this is the Red Dead Redemption soundtrack from Bill Elm and Woody Jackson. If I recall correctly, they said that their aim with the soundtrack was to only use instruments that you'd be able to hear at that time.
Oh.
So the soundtrack could have potentially been performed in that era.
Do they have a player piano?
They have a piano.
Cool. I like the player pianos.
Yeah, it's nice. Although when you think about it, they have to program the piano in the game, unless they recorded it. It's the way it sounds like it was played live the whole time kind of thing, yeah. As opposed to programmed.
I still like Conlon and Caro.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We could play some of him. That'd count, because it's like player piano, because player piano was Western.
Yeah, we need something more country. Oh, we could do the Boogie Woogie Suite.
Or how about Silicon Valley Breakdown?
Yeah.
From David A. Jaffe.
Yeah, let's see what we can get.
Nice. We could play a little bit of that, but it's hard to... I heard that in quadraphonic.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really good. Check that one off the list. Coming up to the next track here, it's just kind of an assortment of country and western Nintendo and video game tunes. You know, even if you're vegetarian, you can find something to eat in Calgary. Although it is heavy on the meat.
Barbecue.
Yeah, it was pretty good barbecue.
How do the Albertans do for barbecue? Was it compared to the Texans?
Oh, you put me in a rough position.
It's okay. You don't have to answer that question.
Okay, well, I do have to answer that question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's literally a hot seat now. Oh, here, this'll do. You weren't there long
flavor,
enough, were you?
Flavors, yeah. I only had one example of barbecue, and I would give it a more than a 2, less than a 3. I got to figure out where.
Out of how many?
Out of 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was solid because the beef was good and the ingredients were fresh, so. Yeah.
It was a Alberta beef?
It was, yeah.
Ah.
It was this place that was named after a type of horse. And they had a karaoke night there, sponsored by CJSW. Wow, how many times are we going to name that?
Was it a country karaoke?
Shoutouts to CICK Smithers. Shoutouts to CIVL and CITR. Both CIVL and CITR, won awards. So,
oh.
Yeah, BC picked up a pretty good spread of awards, actually.
Good job.
Yeah, buenos. Okay, so I'd give it like a 2.3.
Oh,
that's good. 2.3
out of 3. 3 being perfect.
3 being perfect, like perfect Texan barbecue served to you on a metal tray with one sheet of butcher paper that's red and white checkered. Mm. And you've got beans, cornbread, I'm talking baked beans, baked barbecue beans, cornbread, maybe some slaw, definitely a massive pile of meat that you can either have with a fork to put into tortillas, or you can just eat it there with, like, you know, potato or
right off
starch.
The bone.
You can do that too, and you should have be able to get these like 5, 6, 7 things: burnt ends, brisket, ribs, chicken, you know, some kind of steak.
Basically all around carnage feast.
And you know, there's usually a good sausage, like a homemade sausage, as well as like if they do it, sometimes fresh fish or a smoked fish kind of thing. Like grilled fish.
What did Ron Swanson?
Don't underestimate a barbecue's smoked fish.
What did Ron Swanson say? It's like, fish is a vegetable.
Fish is not a vegetable. I refute that fact. Fish is good. Sorry, I'm too much of a mountain man to say, nah, I'm good. Fish will keep you alive.
Fish is delicious.
Fish is good for you.
Especially salmon.
Salmon's very good. After this, I want to play... Okay, I have to make sure. This is from Pikmin Bloom, by the way. Oh, Pikmin 4 is coming out.
Ooh.
Make sure you, you know, get ready for that, because it's been ages since there was a new Pikmin game.
I'm rootin' tootin' Pikmin game. You know, I'm so bad at this, I'm just going to look up a phrase, country phrases to say.
Alright, let's play something from Animal Crossing series. This is KK Country. Hey, we might have, I'll bet we could find some chiptune ragtime. That's pretty, you know. Oh, easy. Oh, the cascades, nice. Oh, Raxlin Slice, fantastic.
What are cool Wild West scenes. I should read this before I read it out online.
And you say them and I'll see if I can guess them.
No. Worry is like a rocking horse. It's something to do that don't get you nowhere. Huh? Life is simpler when you plow around the stump. The easiest way to eat crow is while it's still warm. Ooh. Crows.
There's a new Crow Couver on CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Bitcouver FM, Vancouver's only country and western chip.
Prepare yourself for the COVID-19 pandemic.
No. Get off my program.
Did you just mute me?
No, I muted me.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Something different. We'll come back to that big playlist because there was a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah.
This is some 8-bit ragtime. Ragtime, can you take
more?
More?
More!
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 Insert Kylo Ren meme here.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay, that's about, yeah, that's a good amount, I think. Let's do some more from this nice playlist. Come on now, YouTube.
Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah, it's a classic one.
What country is this from?
Mario Kart 8. Oh, this is Choco Mountain.
Hey, did you do any square dances in Calgary?
No, but I've done square dancing before.
Okay, just making sure.
I did a lot of square dancing growing up in the States.
I imagine they do square dancing all the time in Calgary.
What I quite like is actually...
cube dancing.
Yeah, the sword dance, the Scottish sword dance.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh.
It's not going to sink, but I mean, it might.
Oh. Oh, it kind of does. Oh, good job. You know, I was staying at a hostel years ago, and they had, like, videos of people cross-country skiing, and it was on silent, and they were playing drum and bass on the radio, and it synced up perfectly. It was weird watching people flailing their arms around cross-country skiing, and it syncs up perfectly. I was like, wow, that was cool.
This is pretty yeehaw, actually.
This is really yeehaw.
This is from Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course Pass. All right, let's see what else we got here. That was Choco Mountain from Mario Kart 8 Booster Course Pass. How about the Windmill Hills? Join us here, out in the Wild West. Yeah, it sounds like a tourism commercial.
Ooh. But it's just Mario.
Yeah. Wow, this is... it's like country fusion? Country fusion meets weather music?
How come Miles Davis never got into this?
We're gonna rock out to this for a second. Welcome back. That was pretty good. That I would classify that as like maybe country fusion.
It needs to happen. It's a great genre.
Yeah, it was very cool.
It's going to hit the mainstream soon.
It's like Western meets jazz fusion meets weather music is how I would classify that. Mm. From Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze OST, this is Windmill Hills. And for those of you who don't know, OST stands for Original Soundtrack and refers to the music that was released with the game when it was released.
Mm.
As opposed to VGM, which is music composed in a video game style, and then BGM, which is just background music.
Mm.
Yeah, so OST, BGM, and VGM are slightly different, but definitely related. And you can have all three on the same game. Stray. I should play some Stray OST.
Ooh.
I'm about
that's the cat game.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through it now. I'm going to try and get her done here.
It was so sad when the cat fell off the cliff.
Oh, that was yeah. I mean, yeah.
It was okay though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, we'll play some of that for sure. Right now, we are listening to A Village in the Crosshairs from Dylan's Rolling Western, The Last Ranger.
Mm.
I think I want to say this was a 3DS game, but it could also be like a Wii or Wii U game. It was a 3DS game
called Rolling Western.
Yeah. Yeah, Dylan's Rolling Western. It was about an armadillo.
Oh.
Yeah, it was actually really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And his name is Dylan.
Yeah. Oh. Like, look at that.
Whoa, cool.
So cool. We've got very Clint Eastwood-looking kind of lizard. Dillo. This prairie chipmunk crazy cracked out thing. Squid. With a sniper rifle, and then a bear with a shoddy.
Whoa, watch out for the bear.
Yeah, Dylan's Rolling Western, The Last Ranger.
You know it was a great game? Oh, no, it was a movie. Rango.
I didn't watch Rango.
It was good. I like the, remember the one line? Looks like he's playing with a few extra aces in the deck, just the way I like it. Or something like that. Okay. I should watch it again.
All right. Next one is by mutual request here. We were just looking around for stuff to play for y'all and switched on Nashville. I think that's pretty great.
Yes.
Country Moog. Yeah, so we're going to play Foggy Mountain Breakdown here in a second.
Not by Wendy Carlos. Who made this one?
Gil Trithall?
Yeah, I don't know. When Switched on Bach came out, Columbia Records bought the Moog system from Wendy Carlos. Assuming that, oh, hey, we got the machine. We could just make more of these hit records. It's like, no, it's all about the artist, not the machine. Oh, this is good.
This is quality. We'll be right back on Vancouver FM, CJSF
90.1 FM.
Hang out in the virtual gazebo.
That was fun.
That was Definitely, definitely. That was Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Gil Trithall. Let's go straight into some more bluegrass. Bluegrass in the year 20XDX, as in, Mega Man reference, from the Nintendium 118 competition, and that track was from Chips and Cellos. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. I'm going to play one more from Switched On Nashville. This is Orange Blossom Special. Hope y'all enjoy. This is Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only country and western chiptune broadcast. That was the Orange Blossom Special by Gil Trithall, and this is
Rick Powell, Cattle Call.
Switched On Country. You're listening to CJSAF.